This week is National Mental Health Week, and on The Wire, we'll be bringing you a special series through the week, recognising that mental health and mental fitness mean different things to different people. Today, we turn to the issue of mental health in young Australians. Michael McGarley reports.
Young people are most likely to experience mental health issues, with up to 75% of symptoms emerging before the age of 25. Headspace is one of the organisations tackling this statistic head-on. Youth and Community Engagement Leader for Headspace Adelaide, Shane Hoff.
Headspace is the Youth Mental Health Foundation. We support young people aged 12 to 25 going through a tough time. We support with general health, mental health, depression, anxiety, drugs and alcohol, vocational education. So pretty much anyone that's at the early stages of struggling through something. We're there for you. I work in the community engagement side of things, so I do a lot of things out in the community. More the raising awareness and getting the information out there on how to help a friend. We also have volunteers that go out to schools and do group workshops there around introducing them to Headspace Mental Health.
How many people use the services across the country?
So since opening, Headspace has supported, I believe it's over 260,000 young people, and that's through 1.5 million appointments over the last 10 years.
How broad is the spectrum of depression and anxiety-related health issues?
So depression and anxiety kind of does lead into a lot of different things. So using example of anxiety, you could be struggling with relationship issues. A good example of this time of year is with the exam stress in school. We've got a lot of people actually referring at the moment, struggling with the commitments they've got at school. Trying to get that work-life balance is very important with mental health. Taking some time out to rest and get your head back into gear and everything. So making sure you do take that walk or run.
What are some of the common causes which lead to depression and anxiety in young people?
I suppose a good thing to point out with, say, depression, so everyone does feel sad from time to time, and that's quite normal. There's obviously lots of different things happening on around you. So depression is when we start to looking at if the symptoms last 2 weeks or longer. So some of the things that we look at is like a loss of interest in food or eating, having trouble sleeping, feeling tired most of the time, difficulty concentrating, feeling a bit guilty of not using your time right, and feeling like everything's becoming too hard. So it's a mixture of the physical and mental symptoms that you can feel.
Do you think the rise of social media has led to an increase in mental health issues among the youth?
I don't think it's necessarily the social media making there an increase. I think the awareness is definitely out there, and people are starting to know what the signs and symptoms are of depression, being able to express their thoughts and feelings. There's more resources out there online and everything as well, and social media, as Headspace, we use social media a lot. I remember back when I first started with Headspace 5 years ago, the awareness just around Headspace was a lot less, and that's doubled and probably even quadrupled over the past few years.
What are the processes of treating someone experiencing mental health issues?
First of all, we are quite easy around the referral pathways. You can call up yourself, get a friend or family member call up, or go through your doctor. There's no official referral form that you have to fill out. We do have one available on the website, but if you're not confident enough, you can call up and speak on their behalf. We arrange intake appointments, and it's kind of more like a meet and greet. So we do a bit of an overall session. It usually runs for around an hour and a half. Talk about a lot of different things going on for you. And there we kind of work out a pathway to best get you back on track.
Do you organise group sessions and activities as well as private one-on-one discussions?
We kind of monitor what type of clients are coming through and try to work our services around that. We can and do try often to work out some group activities. For example, recently we partnered up with the Community Bridging Services and the National Broadband Network, and we created a group to get people ready for work. So looking at how to use Word, Excel, practice interviewing skills, getting the resume up to scratch. So we are quite adaptive, but a lot of our services are based on the one-on-one counselling. That's where our funding is, and then we usually look out for grants and get donations and everything to work out the group stuff.
Shane Hoff, Youth and Community Engagement Leader for Headspace Adelaide. Dan Thorpe volunteers as a youth reference group member with Headspace. I asked him why he became involved with the organisation.
I owe a lot of my friends being alive to Headspace. I'm queer, I'm bisexual, and actually a lot of my friends from high school have come out since. And I think there's always issues when people are growing up with finding out who you are and understanding who you are and how you fit in the world. I think for a lot of people that can be a massive burden, and it's good to have that support there. And I think that's something Headspace does really well.
What does a typical day at Headspace consist of?
Well, as a young person who volunteers with Headspace, that's a tricky question, because the beauty of the Headspace model is that we have young people advising on pretty much every level of the organization on most issues. So a typical day is difficult to pin down because I've helped design a building, but also I've gone through dry legal documents and also I've helped run events. I think what's typical across all of it is that I think I speak for all of the young people who've had a Headspace experience as a volunteer, is that we're listened to and that we're respected.
Today is National Headspace Day, with public events taking place across the country until the late evening. Shane Hoff says it's all about creating awareness and building a sense of community.
We are looking at making sure that everyone has access to youth mental health services, so there's celebrations across the whole country. Headspace Adelaide will be at Adelaide Oval this afternoon. We're doing a meet and greet session with some of our staff and some of the young people. We've got some giant games like giant Jenga, noughts and crosses. We've got some food giveaways and everything, and we're encouraging everyone to wear, share and donate. So that means we've got the Headspace Adelaide wristbands. Share it on social media and help spread the word.
That was Shane Hoff, Youth and Community Engagement Leader for Headspace, ending that report by Michael McGarley.